Hey, what are you doing in my garage? Well, don't just stand there. Come on, I've got kids to pick up, errands to run, and you're joining me in the family runaround. Hello, everybody. You're listening to episode one of the Family Runaround. This is a podcast for busy families, and I'm your host, Nick Sanger. So great to have you along. Now let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the view from the back of the minivan. Well, welcome to this first episode of the Family Runaround. As I mentioned before, my name is Nick Sanger, and I'll be your host. Let me tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I am a father of four. My wife, Brenda, and I have been married for about 16 years, coming up on 16 years this June. And we've got four children, ranging in ages from 14 to 18 months. Our oldest, Ryan, is in eighth grade, and he's about ready to graduate from eighth grade. My next oldest son, Joseph, is 11 years old. He's in sixth grade. We have a daughter named Teresa. She's in first grade, and she's seven. And we have our youngest, Sarah, who's about 18 months old. And I'm a teacher in a Catholic school. I teach eighth grade, so I have my son Ryan in class with me this year. My wife, Brenda, also works. She works for our local parish church, directing religious education. And so we're one of your busy families, just like you. So before we get into the different segments, why don't we see what's on the Family Runaround radio today?
Please, I'm swallowed on my pride. again. Gonna take some chances in this life. Gonna get back up to join the side. Gonna follow up the dreams in my head. Gonna race to the stars and back again. Gonna take some chances in this life. Gonna get back up to join the side. Gonna follow up the dreams in my head. Gonna race to the stars and back again. Gonna take some chances in this life. Gonna get back up to join the side. Gonna follow up the dreams.
Oh, isn't that a great song? That's Ethan Joy with the song Follow. And you can find that song and more of his music on GarageBand.com. Well, spring is here, and you know what that means. Baseball. Baseball and other spring sports are starting up right now. Ryan's going to be playing for his school baseball team. Joseph has played in the past, but he's decided to pass this year. He's been involved in a bowling league since about last October or so, and he's really enjoying it. It's the perfect sport for him because he gets to compete against himself by trying to raise his average. When he started, he had never bowled really before without bumpers. You know, he's bowled in those bowling alleys where they flip up the sides so that no matter what you do, you just can't get a gutter ball. And so with this league now, it's pretty serious. And when he started, his average was 73. And over the last few months, he's actually managed to raise his average up to 95. And he's feeling really good about himself as a bowler. Santa Claus brought him a bowling ball for Christmas. And we took that down and we got the holes drilled for him. And you know, fitted to his hand so it's just right, and he's even started to develop a curveball. The trick now is sometimes the ball curves too much and it does go into the gutter, but he's usually able to recover and end up with this last weekend he had three games, and all three games were in the 100s, so he's very happy with how he continues to improve. Ryan is a big baseball fan, and he had his first practice yesterday. The problem for him, though, is the school was not able to find a coach until the last minute. And according to the rules for our baseball league, everyone must have 10 practices before the first game where they can't play. And so they have 14 days to get in 10 practices. So he's going to be very busy. I took him out this weekend to get him a mitt. And boy, oh boy, were they expensive. All of the mitts we looked at were just a lot more than we thought they were going to be, and we ended up with a $60 mitt. So he paid for some of it, though, so hopefully that will help keep him from losing it or leaving it out in the rain. I think this is about his third mitt in the last 4 or 5 years, so we'll see if he can take care of this one. But, you know, he's in eighth grade, and he wants to play baseball in high school, so we thought, well, what the heck, we better get him a quality mitt because, if he really takes this seriously, he's going to need one. Teresa, she started a soccer league last fall, and they took a break during the winter time, and they're ready to start up again. They were going to have practice this coming Tuesday, but because we actually have snow on the ground here still, they're going to wait for another week before they have practice, which I think is a good thing. You know, this is a very basic soccer league. It's just six girls, and only three girls get to play at a time. And, basically they just run around and try to kick the ball. And there's no goalie, and it's pretty funny to watch, to see these little girls running around and bumping into each other. And some of them are pretty good, but most of them are still just learning, which is great because that's exactly where Teresa is. And finally, there's Sarah. And Sarah, you know, she's 18 months old, so there's not a whole lot she can do in the spring except run around outside. We've got a little puppy dog. He's not my puppy anymore. He's a couple of years old, named Pippin. And Pippin just loves to play with Sarah. She goes out in the backyard, and we have one of these little plastic, those little play structures. You know, it's got a slide and a place for her to climb. And so what she does is she climbs up and slides down, and Pippin just runs around the bottom, and he doesn't really yip at her or try to bite her. He's a very, very good dog. He just has a lot of energy. And he makes her laugh, and she's got the best laugh. She just giggles and giggles. So as the weather warms up here, I'm sure that's where she's going to be spending a lot of time, is playing in the backyard with Pippin. Well, that's more than enough talk about my family for this episode. Now let's move on to one of our regular segments. Okay, well, one of the segments that I'd like to make a regular part of this podcast is a segment on movies on DVD. For some reason, I never got into collecting or buying movies when they were on VHS, but the DVD format has really gotten me interested in movies, especially older movies that I never had heard of before, and it's given me a chance to discover some excellent, excellent films. And the film I'd like to talk to you about today is a great Charlie Chaplin classic called Modern Times. And this movie is just hilarious. Now, I knew Charlie Chaplin was funny, but I don't think I'd ever really sat through a Charlie Chaplin film until this DVD came out a few years ago. It came out with another movie called The Gold Rush, which is great too. But my family enjoys Modern Times much more. And I've played this movie for my eighth graders. And at first, when they see that it's black and white, they kind of groan and moan. But it doesn't even take them 5 minutes before they're hooked into this movie. It is so funny. It also has some great drama, too. Not drama in the sense of being worried and serious and heavy, but just you really care about these characters in this movie. In the movie, Charlie Chaplin plays a factory worker in a factory that's attempting to be modern. And one of the best scenes is when a traveling salesman comes and tries to pitch his new automatic feeding machine to the owner of the factory. And of course, Charlie Chaplin becomes the guinea pig for this new machine. And it is great, great physical comedy. So if you're looking for a movie to show your family and you want something that everyone will enjoy, I can't recommend this enough. It is just the funniest movie. It's called Modern Times, and it's available on DVD, and I think your family will really, really enjoy it. Welcome to the Virtual Classroom, the part of the show where I talk about issues relating to kids and schools, and I might talk about some things that are going on in my own classroom. But today, I'd like to talk about an issue that's very important to me. It's become more important to my wife and I as our kids have gotten a little older, and that is the topic of internet safety. I gave a presentation earlier this week at school. Actually, it was last week, now that I think about it. It was an evening presentation for parents on how to keep their kids safe while still allowing them to go online. And if you're a family like ours, you've got kids who want to communicate with their friends on the internet, who want to do research on the internet, who want to use the internet to look up things related to the hobbies that they're interested in. And so we became a little concerned about some of the places like MySpace.com, and I've seen as a teacher the damage that can come when kids instant message each other with mean comments. There's this new phrase that's been coined, or this new term called cyberbullying. And so we really wanted to, in talking with the principal, we really wanted to make parents aware of this to protect their kids and to improve the online behavior of the students at our school. So I conded this 1 hour internet safety session, and the parents that came really responded well. I wish more parents would have come, but I'm planning to do more of these information nights so that parents do get the message, because it's so important. But what I wanted to share with you was the resources I used, because you could use these very same resources yourself. And if you are an educator yourself, or if you're involved in a career that involves children, maybe as a volunteer with the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or some other organization. Maybe you work at camps in the summer or something like that. These resources have been created solely for us to use, and they're free, and they're prepackaged. I was looking on the internet for resources to use. I thought, I'd just make a little PowerPoint presentation and incorporate some information that I found on the internet into it, when I stumbled across a gold mine. There's a woman by the name of Laura Chappell, and she has created all that a person would need to make a presentation about internet safety. And I'm including a link to it in my show notes. But basically, what she has done, it's at packet-level.com. And it's a PowerPoint presentation that you download. Or you can download the PowerPoint presentation as a Windows Media Movie with her narrating through it. So you could basically download this movie. It's an hour long, so you need to have a high-speed internet connection. It's about 15 megabytes, I think. You download this movie, and all you have to do is start the movie on your computer and project it up on a screen and sit back and listen to her give the presentation. I wanted to give the presentation with a little bit more of a personal touch and bring in some specific problems that we have been seeing. And so I actually downloaded the PowerPoint itself. And then during the presentation, I could pause and wait for questions. And I actually took them to certain websites during the middle of the presentation. But that is available too. You can just download the PowerPoint presentation and walk the parents through, or your people through yourself. It is not meant for kids to watch. It begins with some case studies of some online predators, and I think the information would be very disturbing for children. So it's really meant to be, it's designed to be presented to parents. There are other resources, however, on the internet that are very, very good for children. One of those websites is netsmarts.org, and again, I'll put a link to that in my show notes as well. This is a fantastic website. The thing I like best about this site is a page that they call Real Life Stories. And on this page, they have some very short video clips that have been designed for children to watch. And they cover things like cyberbullying. There are three videos about cyberbullying, having to do with, there's a boy who whose friends talk him into going onto this website and rating the girls in their class, who kind of a hot list. And then he comes home and finds out that his sister was on this list, his little sister was on this list without him realizing it, and how that makes him feel. And these are just short videos, maybe 5 minutes long. Then there are a couple of videos where girls in their own voices, that's the actual girl, is telling about how they were talked into running away from home with a stranger they met online. There's a great informational video about how a predator can actually find information about kids by looking up. It's just you have to watch it to actually appreciate just how clever and devious these people are. And when kids, I showed these to my eighth graders, and they were stunned. Couple of them came up to me the next day, told me that they had closed their MySpace accounts and they weren't going to use that anymore. And it really had an impact on them. So I really recommend that website as well. Both the NetSmarts website and the Packet Level websites have lists of other websites that you can visit to give you more information. Somewhere in there, I forget exactly where it is, but you can download a list of instant messaging, what do they call them? I guess instant messaging shorthand, abbreviations. One that I found interesting was the abbreviation POS, means parent over the shoulder. So that if they're chatting with a friend and you walk into the room, they just type POS, and then their friends know not to say anything that they wouldn't want you to hear. So that was good for me to know, because my son Ryan does like to chat online, and so I'll be looking out for that in the future as I'm watching him. One of the biggest things to keep in mind is to keep your computer in a room that's public, so that your kids aren't, maybe in a back office or in their own bedroom. That was the number one recommendation by the police officer who Laura Chappell used his tips in her presentation. And that was his number one suggestion, was to make sure the computer is out in the open where you have supervision while they're using it. So it was a great internet class. And it comes with, as I mentioned, you can download the PowerPoint presentation, or you can download it as a movie. It comes complete with handouts, and you can even download a little movie where she actually trains you in giving the presentation. So really, my hat's off to Laura Chappell for doing this great work and putting this together. It was so easy, and it was so informative, and it really, I think, will help to cut down on the number of problems that we have in our community alone. Here in the Spokane area, we've had 3 girls in the last 6 months who have been abused by predators who found them through their MySpace accounts. So this is becoming more and more of a problem, and I'm sure you've heard about this on the news as I have, and so it was just a great opportunity for us to share the information we've discovered with the parents in our community, and I hope now this information helps you. And before we come to the end of this first episode of The Family Runaround, I'd like to leave you with a quote by Hodding Carter. "There are only 2 lasting bequests we can hope to give our children. One is roots, the other wings." And that wraps up the show for this week. Please send your feedback to me at familyrunaround@msn.com. I'd love to hear from you with suggestions for future segments, or with just general feedback on the show itself. So we'll see you next time.